Talk about the trade that brings TJ Yates home to Atlanta and sent Akeem to Houston.
Certainly, we're always calibrating our roster. We're always trying to put the most competitive roster in play.
Appreciate everything that Akeem Dent has done for us over the last 3 years. This is part of the business. He's got a lot of friends in that locker room, but we're going to be welcoming in an Atlantan that played here in Marietta. Played over at the University of North Carolina and has done some good things in this league. So it's all about competition and creating the most competitive roster that we possibly can.
Was it important to get a quarterback with some NFL game experience to back up Matt, potentially back up Matt?
Yes, I think you always want to have your backup quarterback if you can. It doesn't always work out. That has played games. TJ has played in games. He's played in big games. He won a playoff game for the Houston Texans. So he is an experienced player, and we look forward to getting him here. It's a little awkward that happening at this time of the year, but he will have an opportunity in training camp to learn our system, and I don't think he'll have any issue with that.
How many quarterbacks do you hope to keep
quarterback battle with the other three?
Excuse me?
How does that affect your quarterback battle?
Well, obviously, the more quarterbacks you have, the more you have to spread out the snaps. And again, we're always going to be looking. Doesn't matter what time of the year it is. If we feel like we can add a player that can help us win, we're going to add that player. And the quarterback situation is no different than any other. You can't always have this number of guys that you would like at that position.
Let's talk about the inside linebacker position and just what you've seen, and you brought in another inside linebacker in Dobbins. We'll just talk about the position.
I think that's going to be a very interesting dynamic when we go through our mini camp. Our training camp. We've got two guys that started for us last year. We've got Prince Shimbo, who we are very excited about. He's picked up the system very well. He doesn't have any experience, but we're going to get him a lot. I can assure you that in the preseason. Mm-hmm. Then we added a linebacker yesterday that we had in for a workout about a week ago. Mm-hmm. He's Dobbins. He's had a lot of experience. He's got games under his belt, and I think that is going to be important that we have some guys that have played some games.
What about Dobbins? What about Dobbins and what he can give you guys, not only from inside but also special teams as well?
Well, he's going to have to pick up some of the slack that we lost with the guy that's leaving our team. Akeem was an integral part of our special teams. Dobbins has been a good special teams player. He's probably played more special team snaps than he has defensive snaps. So he has a track record both as a first and second, third down player and as a fourth down player.
What impressed you after the 3 days of minicamp the most, you think?
I tell you, I was impressed with our rookie class. There's going to be some guys that are going to help us. All through the off season or the non-game playing season, Jake Matthews has been very impressive, not only on the field but in the classroom. He has a very good understanding of what we're trying to do. I think Rashid Hageman is going to help us. Dez Southward did a nice job. You can see that he's got the size, speed, and got very good range. And then I think it's going to be a good battle with the young linebackers to see who's going to step up. Prince has had a good camp, so it's going to be a very good very good battle for those young guys. We're going to have some young guys help us win some games this year.
What's your thoughts on Devontae Freeman so far?
Devontae, I think he's got very good quickness. He's like a lot of short running backs. They're just short. They're not small. He's got very good strength. He's one of our stronger players pound for pound. He's a guy that has great vision, great quickness, and he's picking up the pass protection. That's probably the biggest transition that a running back has to go through in the NFL, is they have to have a good feel for pass protection, and it's very complicated with all the different looks that they're going to be presented with in the regular season.
How big is your rotation at running back? What are you looking for?
Well, I think it could be a good rotation. It's a long season. Those guys do take a pounding. We need to make sure we get a lot of different guys touches. They all have a little different skill set, and I think it's going to be fun for Dirk and his staff to put together a nice game plan that uses all of our guys.
So the backup quarterback battle still wide open?
Guys, I'm going to tell you, on our roster right now, and these guys know it, they've been told, doesn't matter where you were drafted, doesn't matter what you did last year, doesn't matter how many zeros are on your paycheck, the best 53 guys are going to be the guys that play. There's probably a handful of guys that I can count that you'd say, hey, these guys are penciled in to be starters. Maybe a hand and a half. The rest of it, I think it's wide open. Quarterback being one of them, but there's many, many positions. And I think you're going to see, you guys that have had a chance to watch us, it's going to be competitive, and everybody's understands that, and it's a heightened sense of competition. And I look forward to watching the guys, how they're going to compete. I'm looking forward to watching our coaches work with these guys, because competition brings out the best in all of us.